Florida lawyer puts $20,000 bounty on missing Brian Laundry. By Amy Furr on September 25, 2021. The killing of Gabby Petito and disappearance of Brian Laundry, the person of interest in the investigation, caused a Florida attorney to place a $20,000 bounty on his location. "I think a missing child is every parent's worst nightmare," the lawyer, who is a mother of two children, Tatiana Buoff, told Fox News during an interview Friday. "Our hearts go out to her family and to the community. And we hope that together we can get some answers and get justice for Gabby," she said. Scrutiny fell on Laundry, who was Petito's fiancé when her mother reported her missing on September 11, before officials found her remains in a Wyoming park. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue noted the initial determination of Petito's body was that her death was a homicide. The Fox report continued. Laundry pulled into his parents' driveway in her van on the morning of September 1. Since then, he and his parents have refused to answer any questions from police or the media regarding Petito. Then his family said nothing about the missing young woman, who'd lived in their home for 2 years. 10 days later, Northport, Florida, police found Petito's van at the Laundry family home, on the same day as the missing person report, and seized it as evidence. But on Friday, September 17, police returned to the house only for Laundry's parents to tell them they hadn't seen their son since Tuesday, September 14, and that they believed he was missing. Petito's family attorney has maintained that he's in hiding. The timeline regarding the events concerned Buoff. So she decided to offer $20,000 to the first person to supply information leading directly to the exact whereabouts of Brian Laundry. "We have an office in Northport, and our employees work and live there," Buoff explained. "We serve clients there, and we want to do what we can to help find answers and get justice." She said she already got several tips and forwarded them to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. She also asked anyone with leads to take them directly to authorities. Fox 13 reported Friday that 6 days into the search for Laundry, police in Northport said the exhausting operation at the Carlton Reserve was worthwhile. And his indictment by the FBI regarding a federal fraud charge had not influenced officers' efforts. "The warrant doesn't change anything for us," Northport Police Department Commander Joe Fussell explained in a video from the agency. "We're working as hard to find him now as we did on day one."